Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Next item then is the 2020-2021 wolf hunting seasons and hunting district boundaries and Senate Bill 200 quotas. These are proposed. We are proposing no changes to wolf hunting seasons or boundaries. As far as Senate Bill 200 goes, you know, Senate Bill 200 allows landowners or their agents to take wolves on their private property that are a potential threat to human safety, livestock, or domestic dogs. Now, the Commission annually approves a quota for Senate Bill 200 take, which last year was up to 100 in separate Commission-approved intervals of 25 in a calendar year. Now, few wolves are taken under Senate Bill 200. It's varied from 3 to 12. Last year, for example, in 2018, calendar year 2018, there were 3 wolves taken under Senate Bill 200. So with that very brief introduction, questions.
Mr. Chairman, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the 2020 and 21 wolf hunting seasons and hunting districts and Senate Bill 200's quotas as presented by FWP with one amendment. And that amendment is that we go to one wolf for a quota in 313 and one in 316, and that all other aspects of the wolf season remain unchanged unless addressed in other proposals.
We have a motion and a second. Does the commission understand the motion that's on the table and the adjustment from the proposal, the proposed department recommendation? If not, please let me know. Okay. So we've made an adjustment where the quota in the motion is an adjustment from 2 to 1 in 313 and 316. Any discussion or questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, I would like to just clarify why I am doing this. If it was not for Senate Bill 200 out there, I would in no way, shape, or form be presenting this motion. But as I understand it, the elk numbers in 313 and 316 are at least at objective levels or above. And I believe in 313, data that I recently saw, the elk numbers are increasing again fairly fast. The other thing is, this summer, when Chairman Colton and I were down there and drove down through Lamar Valley and whatnot, the number of individuals watching really astonished me. And if I looked at those numbers, there was, like I say, there were several hundred, I believe, on the roads. And if you look at, multiply that times the number of days, they probably far exceed the economic value to Gardner than some of the other programs we have. The other programs are very important also to keep, but I think as a commission here, we're not just looking at one group of users for our wildlife. And the non-consumptive users, they also have a place within our area or our society, and I'm hoping that somewhere down the road we can get that group to provide additional funding for the department, as right now we all understand that the hunters and anglers pretty much fund the department. And so, but those are the reasons why I am offering that, and I hope that this commission sees fit to send it out for public comment.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker. Further comment from the commission?
I think we voted, if I remember right, I was probably one that voted to keep it at 2. But I am willing to vote for this and see what public comment brings from it. So I agree with Mr. Stuker that the landscape down there is changing. So.
Any further comment? I appreciate your leadership on this, Rich, and the motion. I'm glad I got to experience that area firsthand and that activity. And I appreciate the members of the public that have kind of provided some insight into where the numbers sit and what is going on. And I also certainly agree that with SB 200, You know, there's still plenty of adequate tools to manage issues that may arise. So with that, I'll turn it out to the public for comment and start here in Helena. Do we have any comment on this proposal, on the motion that's on the table? Again, this is going to go out as a tentative if this tentative is approved, and come back for final approval in February.
I'm still Rick Lamplew, and I still live in Gardner, Montana. I would add that I'm also the author of two best-selling nonfiction books about Yellowstone. I'm going to keep my comments short for the matters of time, but I did bring full copies of the comment for each of the commissioners and for Director Williams. If I can approach, I'll give those to you. So I respectfully request that you do as you just amended and reduce the quota in 313 and 316 to one wolf per unit. And I have four reasons why I think that's a good idea. First, wolves have not reduced elk herds in these units. In 2011, and I start with 2011 because, you know, that's the first year that we returned to wolf management and hunting as a tool. In 2011, the FWP elk count in Unit 313 was at objective, and by 2018, it had increased 76% and was above objective. There's a similar increase in 316 as well. So the 2005 FWP elk management plan states that 316 and 316 support the Northern Yellowstone elk herd. NPS also refers to that as the Northern Range elk herd, so I don't want those terms to get confused. But whatever you call those elk that live in Northern Yellowstone, the Yellowstone wolves follow them out of the park when they come out in the winter. So the number of wolves living in the northern part of Yellowstone affects the number of wolves counted in 313 and 316. In 2011, the Yellowstone Wolf Project counted 38 wolves in the northern range, and in 2018, they counted 39. So while that number stayed remarkably consistent over those years, the elk population in that same area increased significantly. So I go back to the wolves there are certainly not harming those elk herds. The second reason, wolves are not taking elk that hunters should get. So in 2018, in Unit 313, hunters took 38% more elk than in 2011. This is from the FWP online harvest database. In 316, they took 173% more elk, although that's actually a small objective number. But in both units, the hunter success rate was higher in 2018 than 2011. So hunters are doing well in those units, as are the elk. The third reason is that and that, you know, wolves are big game, and hunters should be entitled to take some of that big game. But my point here is that there are plenty of wolves to take elsewhere. If this commission were to reduce the quota in 313 and 316 by two wolves, that would be just less than 1% of the total number of wolves that were taken in 2017, which was 254. So it's not going to be a big decrease in terms of hunters and their ability to get wolves. And the fourth reason, and I think this is a really important one that's been addressed already in comments by the commissioners, Fish, Wildlife, and Parks records reveal the number of wolf licenses sold in 2017, that's the latest data I could find online, was 8% lower than the number sold in 2011. So meanwhile, 21% more visitors came to Yellowstone in 2017 compared to 2011. And NPS surveys and studies show that most of those visitors, or at least many of those visitors, come to see wolves, grizzly bears, and other wildlife. Not only have more wildlife watchers come, but they've left more money behind. Spending in 2018 was 28% higher than in 2012. And as a resident of Gardner, I really appreciate that money being left behind. That's what supports my town. So, you know, since more people want to shoot wolves with a camera and fewer want to shoot wolves with a rifle, I request that you reduce the wolf quota in units 313 and 316 to one wolf per unit. I really thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for your comments and your attendance, sir. Mr. Cook.
Chairman Colton, Director, Commissioners, my name is Mark Cook, and I'm with Wolves of the Rockies. I just throw my hats off to Commissioner Stuker, being a livestock producer, and I'm sure he's going to hear something about this from his community. And I'm very grateful that he has the courage to do so, and that you gentlemen and Director will support it. I'm just going to give a 1,000-mile view of this. Chronic wasting disease is at our door. Why are we killing these animals? We have feral hogs that are quickly moving into our area, causing possibly, I'm hearing different numbers, $1.5 million to $2.5 billion. Part of the reason Texas has trouble with hogs is because they've killed off all the predators. Common sense here. Elk populations, as the gentleman before me stated, are fine. We'll hear the number constantly, you know, the Yellowstone herd is down from 20,000 animals. Let's not forget that they lost 9,000 animals in the winter of 96. Patch occupancy modeling. Although I think patch will work, I'll go on the record saying patch will work. I think it needs more work. And for that reason, I'm skeptical, and I think the numbers that the department is producing for wolf populations is less than what they're telling us. The sustainable revenue that the gentleman before me said brings to the state, not only Yellowstone, but Glacier and other areas in the state, it's incredible. It will overtake hunting. And I'm not anti-hunting. I'm not anti-livestock. Poaching, we're not taking that into consideration. Wildlife Service control actions, which was like 50 or 60 animals last year, that's not being weighed into the count of the department's harvest of wolves last year between trapping and hunting. And I also want to talk about strife and other mortalities such as diseases. That's not being taken into account. So I'm sure I would, ladies and gentlemen, before me, you understand, you know who I am. I try not to give out bad information. That number has to be lower. Last but not least, I understand this is a very controversial topic, but the best interest of the non-consumptive community, which is at the gate willing to help you folks with revenue to manage Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, if we could roll back the season by a week or two at the end of February and have it end instead of March, the middle of March where it ends now, it would end at the end of February with hunting and trapping or trapping. Thank you for your time, and thank you for your commitment.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Further public comment here in Helena.
Chairman Colton, can you hear me okay? There we go. Okay. Sorry about that. Director Williams and commissioners, my name's Carol Miller, and I represent the more than 100,000 followers of the 06 Legacy Yellowstone Wolf Facebook page. I believe that Montana has a national treasure in the wolves that inhabit the state and Yellowstone Nation National Park, and I'll explain why. I live in Michigan and made the trip all the way here today because I want to see wolves and learn about them in their natural habitat. While Michigan is home to over 600 wolves, and I can easily drive up to the Upper Peninsula Territory where they live, it's highly unlikely I'll ever see a wolf in Michigan. On the other hand, many consider Yellowstone the best place in the world for watching wolves. So I travel here to Montana 3 weeks each year, hoping to get a chance to see wolves in Yellowstone. That's where I saw my first wild wolf, and it made a big difference in my life. It was an experience of a lifetime. On each trip I stay in Gardner, I spend about $10,000 on food, gas, lodging, guides, and souvenirs. There are thousands and thousands of visitors who travel to Montana to see Yellowstone wolves. On any given day, the roads through the park are lined with people wolf watching. If I may, I have 40 comments from wolf watchers to submit to the commission. Two of these comments come from people who reside in the United Kingdom. So people come from all over the world to Montana just to see wolves. Together, we help support the local businesses and Montana's economy. Denali National Park in Alaska used to be a good place to go wolf watching. While the Denali wolves were protected, viewing success for wolves were about 45% in the park. As a result of hunting and trapping along the northeast boundary, wolf sightings hit a record low this summer. They're just 1%. The National Park Service reported from 2017 to 2018, there were 48,000 fewer visitors to Denali, and they spent $30 million fewer dollars. That makes Yellowstone the only place in the world where there's a high likelihood of seeing wolves. I don't want to see what happened to Denali to happen to Yellowstone and Montana. From 2009 to 2018, 37 Yellowstone wolves were shot by hunters. 30 of those were killed in 313 and 316. National Park research has shown that the loss of even one significant breeding wolf can cause a disintegration of an entire pack. This in turn can lead to a dramatic decline in visitor viewing and tourism dollars as it did in Denali. The combined area of units 313 and 316 only represent 0.4% of Montana. There's plenty of other places where hunters can take wolves without threatening the significant economic contribution the Yellowstone wolves bring to Montana. On behalf of our community at the 06 Legacy and all the people who traveled to Montana to see wolves, I respectfully ask the commissioners to reduce the quotas in 313 and 316 to one each and consider shortening the hunting season. And I appreciate your bringing that to the table. So thank you very much, and thank you for hearing me out.
You can hand them right there to Shauna. Further public comment here in Helena. Please come forward.
Chairman, members of the commission, Mac Menard, I'm the executive director of the Montana Outfitters and Guides Association, and I'll make it brief. The notion of dropping a wolf quota from 2 to 1 for the benefit of an economic input to Gardner, those things are laudable. Those things make sense. You can talk about those things. I would challenge immediately, however, the justification for doing it because the elk are recovered. Please remember that we're still sitting on a shortened season in Hunting District 313 because of elk conservation issues. If we're going to be reinstating wolf harvest reducing wolf harvest now because we've got recovered elk, then we probably ought to be looking at 313 and adding that week back in. My comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Further comment?
Here we go. So you already said quite a lot that actually asks me to really reconsider the quotas and to reduce them to a minimum. One of them is your patch system called POM. The system is not redefined yet. It may be a good system in the future, but there is still a lot of work to be done. Because as with any analytical system, the source of the data has to be hard data. This is not the case with POM. As of now, POM starts with estimation and ends with estimation. That means in the analytical world in general is you get bad data in, you get bad data out. It's an easy fix. In and then you can start with the estimations because the starting point literally is real data. So that's going to get it actually to the point where the system itself will be as close as possible to what is really happening out in the real world. And part of that and coming to Mark's point is the system itself has to consider all variables. That is also, we do the same in the financial have to, the real things that is happening, like mortality, poaching, or already killed animals, have to be taken into consideration to make this model a really successful model that is accepted by all the groups. And this is actually what I think the government, the agency and the department is striving for, to create a model that actually costs the taxpayers less, but still produces what is needed to make decisions based on hunting and conservation. And the other thing is revenue, right? So I looked through the pages and the revenue that was listed there, and what is given to the hunting and the licenses that we sell is probably not even enough to cover the travel expenses of the department. Sadly, the department doesn't publish the administrative costs of running the department, but they should be considered because they're a big aspect. Revenue, the best going forward to forecast revenue and to be able to work with revenue, to come to Commissioner's point with the department needs more revenue to be effective and to work properly, is really to actually look for revenue sources that are sustainable. Now, as you heard from my colleagues, the sustainable sources and the ones that increase is tourism. Your colleagues actually from the department themselves said that the licenses sales are going backwards. Hunting is not something that is going to be likely to increase for whatever reason, but the one that is increasing, and I know it, I'm originally from Switzerland, so from Europe, and I know that a lot of Europeans come to Montana literally because we have such a beautiful state, and here you still have the possibility to see wildlife, and wildlife, by that I mean literally predators, herbivores, and all the birds. And this is the one revenue that actually will continue to increase and will be actually be able to support all our government agencies and not only the Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department. And this is one that we really have to work all together to get it actually growing. And therefore, I really would appreciate if you would consider to get the quotes down to a minimum, first of all, until we have some better data to show us what the real population is of one of our best sellers to the tourists. Thank you very much for your consideration.
Further comment here in Helena. And I would ask that we try to be as succinct as possible. You've got about 40 days to continue with comment.
Maggie Netter, president of Marias River Livestock. We cover Glacier, Ponderay, Toole, and Liberty County. I can just tell you at this point, Glacier and Ponderay County have plenty of wolves, and landowners and producers feel that there's a great abundance. There's packs of anywhere from 8. There has been an increase of depredation due to wolves in the last 2 years. Although it dropped when the hunting seasons and trapping started, there started to be a climb again. And for our area, I can understand Yellowstone maybe, but for our area, we do not want any reduction in the hunting of wolves.
Thank you. Further comment, Helena? We have comment from the regions. I'll start with Region 1. Region 2, do we have anybody in Region 2 that wants to comment on the wolf proposal? Region 3? 4? Again, recognizing 5, 6, and it looks like we just have staff and 7. Okay, we'll bring it back to the commission for any further questions or discussion. I'll call for the vote.
Mr. Chairman, if I would, please. A lot of the comment associated with whether it's wolves or elk or otherwise seem to imply that economics is or should be a driver of our decisions at the commission level. And I'd just like to clarify that I don't believe that's the case, that our first obligation is to ensure healthy populations. And if we do so, the economics will follow. I'm just concerned that we're delivering the impression that economics are the driver. They're the result of our good work and the staff's good work, but they are certainly not the most important or even top three factors that I integrate into my decisions. I just want to make that clear.
Yes.
I agree with Pat that economics cannot be the main decision up towards the top, but I do think that the consideration, as I mentioned before, on a species has to be what the residents of Montana and other areas want to see in keeping all of the species viable. Looking at a number here, I've been told by biologists one is not a significant amount, but it is if you take it the next step. It could be for those small communities. And so, yes, I think at some point, not near the top, but at some point, the economics of the situation has to be considered by this commission when we're looking at topics.
Any further questions or comments?
Mr. Chairman, I just would add, I think it's time to get this out in front of the public. We've wrestled over 7 wolves at the beginning or something like that, I think, and gone down, and now we're at a point where I wonder about the biological, consequences one way or the other of this. I think they're probably not major, but I think that the willingness of other people to join in and agree that they're benefiting from the wildlife, not as hunters but as other people, I think recognizing that is a milestone for me. It's I know I've heard Mr. Cook talk a whole bunch of times about these things, and This is not a huge change, but it has significance to a lot of people.
Thank you. Anything further from the commission? Call for the vote. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.